This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A family-owned company based in O'Fallon, Illinois, operates worldwide and offers all-natural products focused on agriculture and the environment, animal health, feed additives, and industrial products. Brookside Agro was founded in 1985 on the idea to provide all-natural feed additives for the livestock industry. I talked with Brookside Agro's Director of Sales for North America, Tony Arrow, to find out some history about the business.
Brookside Agro, family-owned company, 1985. It's actually a fifth-generation family-owned company. John formed this company basically coming from the aspect of in the feed world. Back in the late 70s when antibiotics became the thing to do in feed additives, John said there was better ways of doing things. And so he was going to go the all-natural process. So in 1985, he formed Brookside Agro. He partnered up with several of his colleagues, leading scientists. They developed, co-developed different products in poultry, swine, and one man with his vision way back when to go all-natural. He grew this to, we operate in over 96 countries worldwide. We continue to keep growing in that through distribution. You know, Don within himself, it's a very fascinating background. He had a 37-year career, Master Chief, United States Navy, with organic chemistry, animal nutrition, and was one of ConAgra's leading international travelers building their divisions back in the 70s and go full circle to where we're at today. So very diverse background.
Tony and I also discussed a new product that's available called H2O Excel. H2O Excel is a water conservation agent and focuses primarily on the health of the soil. Tony was put in charge of the product a few years ago and says he wasn't aware of how beneficial the product could be.
H2O Excel is actually a product that was handed to me about 4 or 5 years ago. I handle our environmental division, and when I was just told more talking points with what it was doing, with my background, I've always been in sales building divisions. I started off in the turf industry, started working with some local landscapers, master gardeners and that, and was really experiencing many benefits to what H2O Excel was doing. However, I'm not a scientist, but while we were doing university studies, collecting data, continuously kept doing research, as well as working with customers in these different markets, I was really trying to zero in into the agricultural piece. And through a mutual friend, it took some time. That's where I connected with Cardinal Ag Services and Ben Elliott. He looked at me and he says, "You really don't understand what you have in front of you." And I knew it was good, but really zeroing in on soil fertility, soil science, and the modes of action what H2O Excel does. So since that time, we have really stepped up through Ben's company, which is a division of Brookside Agro, and working with growers and multiple different crops all across the Midwest. H2O Excel really hits on several very important modes of action, such as the water management, and if you're familiar with fulvic and humic, natural sugars and vitamins and minerals, all in biologicals, all important ingredients that really taps into soil science. This is what truly that product is about.
Benefits of the product include 30 to 50% less water used on lawns, landscaping, gardens, and crops, as well as less fertilizer needed due to the plant's ability to absorb water, oxygen, and nutrients more efficiently. Tony said the product is very unique and can be applied through center pivots, boom sprayers, and aerial application.
This is a very unique product. I think there's all kinds of products out there that claim or say what to do, but the modes of action and how this is put together, and especially coming from Ben's background into from a chemist standpoint and being on that formulating bench, he knows exactly what's important to the soil on that and why we're together is because of how H2O Excel is so unique. And there's really not a product out there that really tailors into what it's doing.
If farmers were interested in using this on their farms, how would they apply this product to their crops?
Well, the nice thing about this is, and all depending on, like I said, I just left the grower meeting here, is we were talking application through Center Pivot, if they have the means there, or your typical boom sprayers, or actually, I think they were going to do it in the air. I know we're writing up some recommendations right now, but they'll also be applying this from the air.
For more information about H2O Excel, you can contact Tony with Brookside Agra at 618-628-8300. A study by the University of Illinois says biodiesel from sugarcane is more economical than biodiesel from soybeans. Researchers altered sugarcane metabolism to convert sugars into lipids or oils, which could be used to produce biodiesel. The natural makeup of sugarcane is typically only about 0.05% oil. However, within a year of starting the project, a research team was able to boost oil production 20 times to approximately 1%. The so-called oil cane plants are now producing 12% oil with the ultimate goal of achieving 20%. The university says their research found that oil cane with 20% oil in the stem, grown on underutilized acres in the southeastern U.S., could replace more than two-thirds of the country's use of diesel and jet fuel. Further, they say, leftover sugars in the plant can be converted to ethanol, providing two fuel sources in one. In other news, grain elevators want European Union approval before accepting dicamba-tolerant soybeans. Some Midwestern grain elevators are telling farmers they won't accept dicamba-tolerant soybeans without EU approval. DTN reports the elevators are saying they cannot accept the soybeans unless the European Union accepts the trait. Dicamba-tolerant soybeans produced from the Roundup Ready to Extend trait are due to commercialize this spring. A Monsanto spokesperson says the company expects EU approvals on the trait in the immediate future. An ADM spokesman told DTN the company has a general policy not to accept grain or oil seeds that contain GE traits that do not have approval from our major export markets. In the last marketing year, the EU accounted for 9% of soybean exports and 10% of soybean meal exports. China approved the trait early last month. Also troubling farmers is the EPA has yet to approve a dicamba herbicide to use with the new trait. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.